Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. For steps, for swim lesson, or for sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit carters.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
I love that song. It is now 10:09. Welcome back. I meant to give you information about this Tony Award-winning musical that we talked about at the end of the 9 o'clock hour. The soundtrack... Really, there's a few generations now that just love this music, and I'm really excited to tell you that this is the final show. In fact, it's coming to Minneapolis. As you heard him say, he will be arriving for the Temptations show on tomorrow. And for 2 weeks, it'll be the final show of the 2021-2022 Bank of America Broadway on Hennepin season. Broadway on Hennepin. And this is on July 28th. I'm sorry, let me say that again. Please forgive me. June 28th. This is just around the corner, as you know, in the next 2 days. June 28th, it opens all the way through July 10th at the historic Orpheum Theater. So once again, it's a Tony Award-winning musical that created the soundtrack for a generation, and it is coming to Minneapolis for 2 weeks as the final show of the 2021-2022 Bank of America Broadway on Hennepin season. And that's June 28th. It opens through July 10th at the historic Orpheum Theater. So get your tickets, go and sing your hearts out like Just My Imagination once again. Running Away With Me, or Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home, or Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Sweet Darling. You know, y'all know these songs, honey. I'm sitting here jamming since I stopped talking to that man. Good Lord. Seriously, go get your tickets quickly. I sure hope I can be there as well. Say, Jonathan, look, dude. Here we are in the Mom and Michael Hour, and Michael's not joining us tonight. But he had something he really had to do, and I understood that. No problem. I'm very excited that, you know, you and I get a chance to cover a few things. First of all, I want to ask you some questions.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I want to ask you some questions.
Uh-oh.
So here's the thing. First of all, what was it? Did you have guy bands or boy bands, as they used to call them? You know, like the Temptations, did you have, like, love for their music and their style?
So, really, there are always going to be boy bands. I think that is something since the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and even before the British invasion, there were bands that were groups that were hip, that had kind of that youth movement. I mean, you go back to stuff like doo-wop and the early rock days, and you've got bands like that. So every generation has them sprinkled out. I kind of fall into two generations. The first one was the one of the 80s, where you had your bands like DeBarge, New Edition, New Kids on the Block, those bands. I was a little too young for that craze. Then you get into kind of my wheelhouse, where you had Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, 98 Degrees. You had a British band called Five. You had all these bands that were out and that had all the young, the girls swooning and going to malls and saying, oh my God, let me go see that, da, 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 da. As far as me, at the time, I did not appreciate them as much. Yeah. I did not. I would say if you gave me specific songs that they had, I like specific songs, but I wasn't. Let's just say this: I wasn't out there trying to get frosted tips. Okay, that wasn't going to be my style. So, I now that I have grown older, and that is kind of a nostalgic era.
Right.
I appreciate them, I guess, more, or I can appreciate the nostalgia more. There are people I'm betting in my age range that cannot stand their music, that will never stand their music, that is just their skin crawls every time they see them on stage or they look back at those music videos. But I can appreciate the nostalgia at the very least. And I did like a few of their songs, not all of them, but a few of them.
Oh my goodness. Let me tell you, if I'm in the car driving and all of a sudden the Temptations song comes on, either as a commercial or just their song is being played on the air, I get so excited and I roll the windows down because I know I'm going to start screaming while I'm singing because I love the music that much. I really do. Now, you probably love George Clinton and the Funkadelics and, that sort of thing. Was that your thing or no?
I've always considered myself basically a quote unquote pop baby.
So, I am too.
Yeah. Well, George, I haven't gotten into George Clinton and the Funkadelic as much as I should have. I haven't gotten to as much 70s music. I'd like some of the 70s music, but I don't dive into it as much. I'm more into, I guess, the 80s and the 90s were my range, so that's kind of what I've stayed into. But I definitely appreciate stuff from the 50s, 60s, and 70s and appreciate, the musicianship. It's funny that you mentioned this. Right now on CNN, I have CNN up on one of the monitors here. They're doing their retrospective, one of their retrospective series, and they have the one on the 70s, and they're covering the music part. So they're covering like the breakup of the Beatles and all that, and now they're into the women's power movement with Carole King and Linda Ronstadt, and I think this segment they get into Fleetwood Mac and stuff like that.
Yeah, did I ever tell you that I did a duet with Carole King?
You have mentioned that once or twice here on this very fine radio station.
It just blows my mind when I think about it. It's like, was that for real? Was that for real, for real? Because, she's, I believe, from Baltimore. I know she lives there. And, I had a chance to perform with her because of A Prayer Home Companion, which I cried tears when I left that stage with her. I just cried tears. I was so excited.
She was actually born in New York.
Okay. But she lives in Baltimore, I believe.
Yeah, I think now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I cannot tell you how honored I was. And I sang Natural Woman, which she wrote not long ago, just a few nights ago. And it just reminded me all over again. I just felt so fortunate to be in her company. And she said, Sherilyn, I heard we're going to do a duet. Are you interested? I'm like, interested? Are you kidding? It's like my head was going to explode.
Does
right?
the sun rise during the daytime?
Oh, my gosh, man. You know?
Is the water blue? You know,
right.
it's just, of course, there's no question.
Yeah. When I was a part of the Gospel at Colonus, which is the show that went to Broadway that my whole family was in, all of my siblings except me had a chance to go to Broadway. And I am telling you, when I went to the opening night, it was so exciting to be seated there and to see and look up and see all my siblings. Man, I cried tears of joy. And it was so wonderful to see all of these Black people on stage. There was a choir from New York, about maybe 25 to 30 of them, and the Steels and the Five Blind Boys of Alabama and the Soul Stirrers. And we could go on and on and on. And we had a chance to work with Morgan Freeman. And it was just, you know, how you sit back and when it's done, you go, did that happen? Was that a dream?
So
that's what it felt like.
So since you weren't on the stage, were you the family member in the audience that when your brothers and your sisters went up there, your sister went up there, you're screaming from the audience, that's my family! That's my family! That's my family!
I am so insulted. I cannot believe you said that. No, that's not how I roll. That's not how I roll. But I will say that show also gave us the gift of Carnegie Hall. We all performed at Carnegie Hall.
That's cool.
And
that's awesome.
Yeah, with the play and all of the music from the piece and just incredible. And they've taken it all over the world. My sister and my brothers they performed at the Acropolis in Greece. I mean, think about that. I'm blown away by it. You never know where life will take you. And then when you realize where it's taking you, you're so humbled by it. Just so incredibly humbled by it. I've cried tears, you know, even just memories of it. I cry tears because I'm like, wow, just it's an incredible story to me. Doesn't have to be an incredible story to anyone else. Now, if you had an incredible story, would you tell it to me?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, go. You knew that was coming.
I knew it was coming. No, I've been very fortunate. I haven't been as fortunate as you. I'll say that. I mean, the stuff that you have done and the stuff that you have been involved with throughout your career has been phenomenal. It's been mind-blowing to me. I've had opportunities to go to some events. And, again, it's in a kind of ancillary role. It's not like being in the heart of something. But just while I've been here at the station, be allowed the opportunity to go back home to cover a Major League Baseball All-Star game. The fact that when the Ryder Cup was here, I had a chance to be on the grounds for that. This past year with the Women's Final Four and being in the company of some legendary figures as far as the sporting world is concerned and sports writing world is concerned and sports broadcasting world is concerned. I've felt fortunate and more fortunate than most people have because of the business that I'm in and the events
exactly.
that we get to cover. And so just being in that space is fantastic. Probably the best year that I had was my freshman year at college. And you got to remember, I'm going to school in the middle of Iowa, you know, podunk middle of Iowa. This is nothing
podunk.
Around.
Podunk?
Yeah.
Iowa? No, I wouldn't call Iowa podunk. Maybe people felt that way 40 years ago.
No.
Not now.
When I think of podunk, I think of out of the way areas, you know. Things that aren't, you know, cities that are, you know, less than 50 or 75,000 on average or 100,000. But when you leave this area, when you leave the city that the college is in, all you got around you is cornfields. And
well, there are some cities like that. There are some cities like that. I know a young woman who went to one of the Ivy Leagues, Cornell, I think, which is
upstate New York.
Ithaca, New York.
Yep,
yeah,
upstate New York.
They didn't even have a McDonald's. I mean, she was just stunned. It was
that's what
culture
I'm saying.
Shock.
That's what
you
I'm
know?
Saying. It's when you get to these college towns, the college towns themselves are usually pretty small. They're not usually that big. And so, again, middle of Iowa. During my freshman year, and this first thing, okay, the last I'm going to save this to last because this is kind of the uh-oh thing. But during that first year, there was a group on campus, a couple groups on campus that would bring in guest speakers.
Okay.
And so I saw Robin Roberts of Good Morning America fame at that time of ESPN, but of Good Morning America now. Robin Roberts came to speak. Dick Gregory came to speak.
Oh, wow.
During our
did you get to meet them?
I met Miss Roberts. I actually met her and told her that she was an inspiration to me and everything, and she gave me a hug, which was it still blows my mind to this day. I did not meet Mr. Gregory. During our spring festival, we had comedians come in throughout the 4 years I was there. My freshman year was Dave Chappelle.
And you still love him today.
I still
you
am
love
a fan.
His comic.
I still am a fan.
You are a huge fan.
And
I am not.
And so the last one I'm going to save, this is kind of the uh-oh. Freshman year, right after the first week, this is Labor Day weekend, I believe, because we started the week before Labor Day. Labor Day weekend. We've just started classes. I'm just fresh and new, and I'm right out of the dew and into the dorms and everything. Bill Cosby came to speak on campus.
Wow!
And I went to that show. He didn't do a show or a comedy routine. He just kind of sat and did a one man talking show.
Yeah.
And I went to that. And even with everything that's happened to him and everything that has come to light about him today, it's still a surreal moment for me. It still is.
For me, too. I mean, I had a chance to be on stage with him at a corporate event. Thank you so much to that company. They were so good to me. And I was told that he was going to come out and perform after me. So I did my thing and I started to leave the stage. He comes out, grabs my hand, pulls out a chair, sits me right in front of him. And he says, okay, let's sing together. We started singing. He's telling jokes. I mean, we did this whole thing for like 10 minutes. It was just off the cuff. And afterwards, he would always go and visit and meet with all of the people that were in hospitality, you know, those that change the beds, those that feed the people in the hotels, all of that. He spent about, my goodness, it was my mom and I in there with him with a whole bunch of other people, lots and lots of people. And he must have been in there for at least a half an hour, if not 40 minutes, just to talk to them and encourage them. And I thought that was beautiful. And yes, I know we know Bill Cosby now. We know that it's a different story. But please imagine how Jonathan and I felt meeting someone that we really admired for so long. That's a big thing, big thing, Jonathan, and I hope you hold on to that memory. I hope you will.
I think I will. But anyway, we got a break.
Oh, we got a break? Oh my goodness. Let's take a break.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Thank you for calling
calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
I still love that song, Jonathan. I do. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Mom and Michael Hour. Michael could not join us tonight, so it's just Jonathan and I having a really good time. And thank you so much for sticking and staying with us tonight. Jonathan, I just want to, where do I begin? So there's music at the Lake Harriet Bandshell. And I have gone out there for several years to hear some bands, right? A lot of times I'll just meander from Calhoun or Betamakaska and go right over to Harriet and listen to some music, right? And they just had tonight, Function Junction. And it's the best 60s and 70s dance music. Okay. But tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Harriet Bandshell is going to be Detroit Don King Band. It's authentic urban blues.
What?
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. Detroit Don King Band.
Does this dude have some sort of like fire looking hair? That's,
hair, yep.
I saw Don King. I didn't remember that he was still alive, but there was a biography series, I guess you would call it, on mm-hmm. Muhammad Ali, that was done by Ken Burns and Ken Burns' daughter, and another co-collaborator, and they were going through. I think he showed up in the third. It was a 4-part series. I think he showed up in the third part because he came on for the Rumble in the Jungle with Ali taking on George Foreman.
Okay.
And they started talking about him, and they showed him, and they showed him talking. I'm like, oh my Lord, it's Don King. And he didn't have the hair.
Okay, you saw him when he had the tamed hair. You know, that's not easy to see that because he used to wear his hair like that all the time.
I remember there was one 4th of July. This was almost 20 years ago when I was doing television. And we were working on a 4th of July, and someone had Don King in their parade. And so you saw him. I can't remember whether he was in a car or in something, but there he was with the little flag, waving the flag. And we're doing it as our kicker to end the show. And all of a sudden, I start going into my Don King impression. It is just a disaster.
Didn't work out, did it?
No.
But I would love to have met him. I have so many questions I would have
asked.
He's
still alive. You could probably he probably would welcome someone meeting him at this point.
Yeah, well, there you go. Hey, by the way, at this band show coming up on June 30th, it's Katie B and those SOBs.
That's a bad name, folks.
Terrible.
Copy that. Tune into that, folks. That's a band name.
But listen to what they do. It's an acoustic contemporary folk country blues. I didn't expect that.
I wasn't leaning that way, but but I'm not surprised. That doesn't surprise me.
Okay. No. We're going to take a break and then come back with the weather. We'll be back. Oh, it's 10:40, by the way. Welcome back, everyone. As we wrap up this hour, I want to talk a little bit about inflation and how it's crushing almost all aspects of Americans' budgets, including their vacations. And this article is from Nerd Wallet, and it talks about the difference of last year to this year, right? So prices rose on an average 8.5% for the past 12 months, ending in March 2022. That's according to the U.S. Department of Labor. And one major travel expense rose way more than that. Rental car prices skyrocketed 24% the year over year based on February data. Now, the Consumer Price Index, which measures prices on items like travel, groceries, clothes, and cars, in March 2022, saw the highest inflation reading since December of 1981. Now, if you already knew this, great. The big question is, what do we do now? Those that still want to go on vacation, how in the world are they going to do it? Annual inflation rates are a common way to understand economic changes, they say. But when comparing 2022 inflation data to 2021, it's important to acknowledge how unique last year was. Okay. It says in 2021, many people's work schedules were adjusted or reduced, and daily activities came to a standstill due to ongoing closures at bars, restaurants, and gyms. Travel, especially of the international kind, was difficult. But given such low demand, travel was also generally pretty cheap. It's almost certain you'll pay more for the same trip in 2022 than you did in 2021. But how much more should you expect to pay this year versus past years when vacations were a bit more normal? So I don't know what normal means, Jonathan, necessarily. I really don't. But I know in 2022, the prices have gone way up on how much Americans will spend or at least budget to try to go on vacation. In 2022, they're saying a family would do like $3,797 they spend for a vacation. Now, that's a lot of money to me.
Yes, it is.
Where are they going? Where are they going, right? So what did you do for your vacation? And can you tell us what it cost you?
So whenever I go back, what I did this time for my vacation was I went back to Kansas City for a few days.
And did you see mom and dad?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
I usually stay with my father. So that's one of the good things about when I go and where I go to places. I'm not usually spending money on hotels. I take places to go usually see people. So I go to a place where I know somebody, and then I might stay with them, and then we'll hang out. I don't usually take vacations just to take a vacation and just to go somewhere and chill out and chillax and just pull in the atmosphere. I'm usually there to see somebody or in the case of knowing somebody. So I don't know.
So you've never shown up. You never showed up and not call or anything. You always call or plan this with your friends?
I try to plan it. Yes. Yeah, because the thing with my age right now is people have families. People have they got spouses. They've got kids. They've got pets. They've got all this stuff that they need to take care of. And so if I show up unannounced, that's not how I roll. That's usually not how I roll.
Hmm. Vacations for me are very difficult. You know, I love to work. love to work, but I also
same here.
Need it. I need a vacation, right? And so my vacations are staycations often. You know, maybe outside of the Twin Cities, I'll go to a bed and breakfast or to a hotel and just relax. So, you know, that's not much of a vacation to me. But I would love to just do what I used to do many years ago, you know, go around to different states and stay in different places or sit out on the ocean and that sort of thing. But these days, man, I don't know. People are kind of losing it. And you just don't know what to expect when you cross over into another state, because that state may be completely different from Minnesota. And that's fine. It's just I need to know how different you are.
So. And that's why that's another reason why I don't want to say I'm necessarily scared to go places. I don't want to be in that mindset. But I do have to remember to be a little bit more careful, even in the places that I have known or that I've been to. I know that there are areas and situations where you might need to put your head on a swivel just because you may not be as familiar with that neighborhood or that suburb or that area that you're going to. If you're going to, now, one of the big reasons I went home was because one of my cousins celebrated his 40th birthday, and so yes. He had a party for him. And so there were places that I was going that I hadn't frequented when I was younger, hadn't frequented when I went back on visits. So you just keep your head on a swivel, you know, have people around that you know, and you should be okay. But I don't want to be in that mindset because it's damaging. It, in my opinion, it takes away from your soul. It really does.
Okay, so let's be real. You are being hunted. Black men are being hunted.
I understand the premise. I know it's out there. I'm aware of it. I hate thinking about that. I hate it. But I know that I need to think. I know that I need to think about it.
You have to be aware of it, right? But
yes.
You are aware of it. That's the key.
Yes.
The key is to be aware of it. And I know I've talked about it many times about the conversation that parents have to have with their black sons. And it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. And there are black women that are dying and being killed as well. Not because of some gang fight, but because there are people hunting black people, period. And some people probably don't want to accept that. Maybe they say, oh, you're just, you know, that's just not true and you're imagining things. Well, no, we're not imagining things. That's why I keep inviting people who have a good spirit and just want to know the truths that we know and understand. And I invite them to come over to North Minneapolis. Come and see what North Minneapolis is really all about. Drive through it and see it because, you know, most people that I know that have never driven through North Minneapolis think it's this horrible, violent place. And most neighbors won't say that. There are a few places in North Minneapolis, yes, that are on fire, right? Bullets are blazing. But it's not North Minneapolis. When you say North Minneapolis, they think all of North Minneapolis is ruined. And it's not. It's not. So, yeah, Jonathan, I'm going to tell you your truth. And I don't blame you for being very cautious and really thinking through where you're going and who you're going to be with and when you're going to go there. Sometimes we have to change our schedules to make sure that we understand where that particular city or that particular neighborhood is when it comes to the climate of things, right? Of how people are handling the pain and the anger and so much more. But, yeah. You be safe when you travel. I pray for you.
Yeah, trust me. Like I said, I don't throw more caution to the wind than some. I would say, am I more oblivious a little bit? But I'm not out there just saying. I'm not under the impression that everywhere I go will be a safe haven. I would like to think it is. I don't try to act in a guarded way, but in the back of your mind, you look around, you get your surroundings, and maybe in some locations rather than others, you might, you know, put your antenna up. But
I would say put your antenna up every day, every moment, have your antenna up.
And that's where, if I do that, and this is something that I have reckoned with myself, in my own thought processes and everything, if I do that every day, if I do that everywhere I go, I'm going to be exhausted every single night, every single time I come back home from where I go. And I can't do that. I've made it up in my mind where I can't do that all the time. I try to be more aware, and especially in climates that we've had over the last few years, but to tense up and to be on guard all the time, it just wears me down.
Well, may I offer just a little bit of advice, if you don't mind?
Sure.
For me, as a mother of an African-American son, I can say that we have to find pockets of joy. My former sister-in-law wrote a book called Pockets of Joy, and it's very true. You know, you have to find something that brings you happiness. You know, many people say happiness is fleeting. It can be maybe a television show that you enjoy, or a movie that you enjoy, or a book that you enjoy, but something that you can turn to that makes you laugh, because laughter is so healing. Something that allows you to just stop and go, I'm okay. I'm okay. I know my truth. I know what's happening, but I'm okay. And I'm grateful for that, because it is terrifying, not just for our sons, not just for our friends who are African-American. It is everywhere. It's everywhere in this country. And knowing that, some people will seize up and say, oh my gosh, I'm not leaving the house. We can't do that. We have to be out and about. We have to know that I'm strong enough. I'm strong enough to deal with this, because I have to. Our ancestors did. You know, that whole movie about Harriet Tubman, powerful. Did you see it?
Yes, I remember seeing that. Yep. And by the way, we have to get to a break like now.
Okay. All right. All right. Break. It is now 10:57, almost 10:58, and I have to say it's been a joy being here with you tonight. Jonathan and I filled in, even though Michael Battle wasn't here, but thank you. And I am absolutely honored to be on radio with you. If you weren't here, then I wouldn't be here. Good night, everyone.
Thanks a lot, Geraldine. And just wanted to let you say, when keeping it real runs you out of time.
Amen. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's 10:40, by the way. Welcome back, everyone. As we wrap up this hour, I want to talk a little bit about inflation and how it's crushing almost all aspects of Americans' budgets, including their vacations. And this article is from Nerd Wallet, and it talks about the difference of last year to this year, right? So prices rose on an average 8.5% for the past 12 months, ending in March 2022. That's according to the U.S. Department of Labor. And one major travel expense rose way more than that. Rental car prices skyrocketed 24% the year over year based on February data. Now, the Consumer Price Index, which measures prices on items like travel, groceries, clothes, and cars, in March 2022, saw the highest inflation reading since December of 1981. Now, if you already knew this, great. The big question is, what do we do now? Those that still want to go on vacation, how in the world are they going to do it? Annual inflation rates are a common way to understand economic changes, they say. But when comparing 2022 inflation data to 2021, it's important to acknowledge how unique last year was. Okay. It says in 2021, many people's work schedules were adjusted or reduced, and daily activities came to a standstill due to ongoing closures at bars, restaurants, and gyms. Travel, especially of the international kind, was difficult. But given such low demand, travel was also generally pretty cheap. It's almost certain you'll pay more for the same trip in 2022 than you did in 2021. But how much more should you expect to pay this year versus past years when vacations were a bit more normal? So I don't know what normal means, Jonathan, necessarily. I really don't. But I know in 2022, the prices have gone way up on how much Americans will spend or at least budget to try to go on vacation. In 2022, they're saying a family would do like $3,797 they spend for a vacation. Now, that's a lot of money to me.
Yes, it is.
Where are they going? Where are they going, right? So what did you do for your vacation? And can you tell us what it cost you?
So whenever I go back, what I did this time for my vacation was I went back to Kansas City for a few days.
And did you see mom and dad?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
I usually stay with my father. So that's one of the good things about when I go and where I go to places. I'm not usually spending money on hotels. I take places to go usually see people. So I go to a place where I know somebody, and then I might stay with them, and then we'll hang out. I don't usually take vacations just to take a vacation and just to go somewhere and chill out and chillax and just pull in the atmosphere. I'm usually there to see somebody or in the case of knowing somebody. So I don't
so
know.
So you've never shown up. You never showed up and not call or anything. You like you always call or plan this with your friends.
I try to plan it. Yes. Yeah, because the thing with my age right now is people have families. People have they got spouses. They've got kids. They've got pets. They've got all this stuff that they need to take care of. And so, if I show up unannounced, that's not how I roll. That's usually not how I roll.
Hmm. Vacations for me are very difficult. You know, I love to work, but I also
same here.
Need it. I need a vacation, right? And so my vacations are staycations often. You know, maybe outside of the Twin Cities, I'll go to a bed and breakfast or to a hotel and just relax. So, you know, that's not much of a vacation to me. But I would love to just do what I used to do many years ago, you know, go around to different states and stay in different places or sit out on the ocean and that sort of thing. But these days, man, I don't know. People are kind of losing it. And you just don't know what to expect when you cross over into another state, because that state may be completely different from Minnesota. And that's fine. It's just I need to know how different you are.
So. And that's why that's another reason why I don't want to say I'm necessarily scared to go places. I don't want to be in that mindset. But I do have to remember to be a little bit more careful, even in the places that I have known or that I've been to. I know that there are areas and situations where you might need to put your head on a swivel just because you may not be as familiar with that neighborhood or that suburb or that area that you're going to. If you're going to, now one of the big reasons I went home was because one of my cousins celebrated his 40th birthday, and so yes. We had a party for him. And so there were places that I was going that I hadn't frequented when I was younger, hadn't frequented when I went back on visits. So you just keep your head on a swivel, you know, have people around that you know, and you should be okay. But I don't want to be in that mindset because it's damaging. It in my opinion, it takes away from your soul. It really does.
Okay, so let's be real. You are being hunted. Black men are being hunted.
I understand the premise. I know it's out there. I'm aware of it. I hate thinking about that. I hate it. But I know that I need to think. I know that I need to think about
it. You have to be aware of it, right? But
yes.
You are aware of it. That's the key.
Yes.
The key is to be aware of it. And I know I've talked about it many times about the conversation that parents have to have with their black sons. And it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. And there are black women that are dying and being killed as well. Not because of some gang fight, but because there are people hunting black people, period. And some people probably don't want to accept that. Maybe they say, oh, you're just, you know, that's just not true and you're imagining things. Well, no, we're not imagining things. That's why I keep inviting people who have a good spirit and just want to know the truths that we know and understand. And I invite them to come over to North Minneapolis. Come and see what North Minneapolis is really all about. Drive through it and see it because, you know, most people that I know that have never driven through North Minneapolis think it's this horrible, violent place. And most neighbors won't say that. There are a few places in North Minneapolis, yes, that are on fire, right? Bullets are blazing. But it's not North Minneapolis. When you say North Minneapolis, they think all of North Minneapolis is ruined. And it's not. It's not. So, yeah, Jonathan, I'm going to tell you your truth. And I don't blame you for being very cautious and really thinking through where you're going and who you're going to be with and when you're going to go there. Sometimes we have to change our schedules to make sure that we understand where that particular city or that particular neighborhood is when it comes to the climate of things, right? Of how people are handling the pain and the anger and so much more. But, yeah. You be safe when you travel. I pray for you.
Yeah, I trust me. Like I said, I don't throw more caution to the wind than some. I would say, am I more oblivious a little bit? But I'm not out there just saying. I'm not under the impression that everywhere I go will be a safe haven. I would like to think it is. I don't try to act in a guarded way, but in the back of your mind, you look around, you get your surroundings, and maybe in some locations rather than others, you might, you know, put your antenna up. But
I would say put your antenna up every day, every moment, have your antenna up.
And that's where, if I do that, and this is something that I have reckoned with myself, with my own thought processes and everything. If I do that every day, if I do that everywhere I go, I'm going to be exhausted every single night, every single time I come back home from where I go. And I can't do that. I've made it up in my mind where I can't do that all the time. I try to be more aware, and especially in climates that we've had over the last few years, but to tense up and to be on guard all the time, it just wears me down.
Well, may I offer just a little bit of advice, if you don't mind?
Sure.
For me, as a mother of an African-American son, I can say that we have to find pockets of joy. My former sister-in-law wrote a book called Pockets of Joy, and it's very true. You know, you have to find something that brings you happiness. You know, many people say happiness is fleeting. It can be maybe a television show that you enjoy, or a movie that you enjoy, or a book that you enjoy, but something that you can turn to that makes you laugh, because laughter is so healing. Something that allows you to just stop and go, I'm okay. I'm okay. I know my truth. I know what's happening, but I'm okay. And I'm grateful for that, because it is terrifying, not just for our sons, not just for our friends who are African-American. It is everywhere. It's everywhere in this country. And knowing that, some people will seize up and say, oh my gosh, I'm not leaving the house. We can't do that. We have to be out and about. We have to know that I'm strong enough. I'm strong enough to deal with this, because I have to. Our ancestors did. You know, that whole movie about Harriet Tubman, powerful. Did you see it?
Yes, I remember seeing that. Yep. And by the way, we have to get to a break like now.
Okay. All right. All right. Break. It is now 10:57, almost 10:58, and I have to say it's been a joy being here with you tonight. Jonathan and I filled in, even though Michael Battle wasn't here, but thank you. And I am absolutely honored to be on radio with you. If you weren't here, then I wouldn't be here. Good night, everyone.
Thanks a lot, Geraldine. And just wanted to let you say, when keeping it real runs you out of time.
Amen. Thanks, Jonathan. It is now 10:57, almost 10:58, and I have to say it's been a joy being here with you tonight. Jonathan and I filled in, even though Michael Battle wasn't here, but thank you. And I am absolutely honored to be on radio with you. If you weren't here, then I wouldn't be here. Good night, everyone.
Thanks a lot, Geraldine. And just wanted to let you say, when keeping it real runs you out of time.
Amen. Thanks, Jonathan.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs, with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast.
Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.